Coming to you direct from the After Hours Lounge in the back room of the best cigar shop east or just west of this very location, it's the Cigar Hacks. Better known as a bunch of hacks, talking cigars, etc. All right. What do you say there, Ricky?
Hey, hey, hey. I hope everybody's having a grumpy day. We're up here in Hudson, New Hampshire, at Grumpy's.
Grumpy, grumpy. Okay, a panel of hacks for this installment. Hey, Wild Bill.
That body. Girl, look at that body. I work out.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, we knew that.
Welcome to Grumpy's.
We knew that. Okay. And we got, where'd I put it? It's over here somewhere. Detroit Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, here at Grumpy's, not smoking a La Gloria Cubana.
No.
As we all know now.
That's correct. All right, then it's Nurse Rick, Enema Boy.
This town needs an enema.
Hey, enemas for all. Thank you. Leave it right there. Perfect.
All right, we get Costas, the olive oil man.
I was in the olive oil business with his father, but that was a long time ago, that's all.
Hey, guys, great to be back. I had a little hiatus, so great to be back here.
Oopa.
Okay, we get the Reverend Harvey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, folks, thanks for turning in, tuning in. That's one. And I'm drinking Coca-Cola.
I can't drink it, Rabbi.
Okay, anyways, thanks for tuning us in. It's going to be a pretty good show tonight. We're kind of short on hacks, but we got some guests here. And just sit back and enjoy the show. It'll be out Monday, and you can start you off your week off right with a laugh with us. So,
yeah,
hang in there. Don't touch that dial.
We may be short, but we're not light.
Really, seven of us are here.
Yeah, we're full board. All right, Mustang Mike. Mustang said it.
All right, I think Javi called me short. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but we're here. Group is in. The band is back.
Anderson.
So Anderson. I got to say tonight, get a grip.
Get a grip. Okay, and we got the Walter.
What's up, guys?
It's the white chocolate.
Looked at my kingdom. I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
We have the owner of Grumpy's, one-third of the ownership.
One-fifth.
One-fifth?
One-fifth.
There's five of these now?
Ooh.
Nice.
Really?
Yep. Chuck in the corner.
Yeah.
Chuck on the logo. We brought him in. He needed royalties, so we decided to bring him in.
Okay.
And this other guy, John.
Really?
John was the buy and sign guy that was here. That was five of us, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool.
Nice. Pretty soon we're going to have more customers, more owners than we do customers.
Yeah, really.
Well,
that's great. Exciting stuff. Yep.
That's cool. All right. This is your humble announcer producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man! The man!
Segments include Hidden Herb Blind Cigar Review. We actually have a Hidden Herb tonight. I know what it is. Walter knows what it is. The rest of you guys are going to try to guess.
I was cheating.
NFW.
You'll never guess.
We thought we knew.
They looked at the box that we had.
Nope.
We got a random box. We put them in there. They thought it was that. Nope. Sorry. Okay. And then we got current events in the cigar world. What do you got, Hom?
We got 15.
15. Down to... I don't know, Q or X or something like that. All right, and then we got the local Spotlight Sky Lounge review. We're going to talk about Grumpy. He's got a lot of stuff going on here. It's like a new point system, Scars for Warriors, new bartender, new owners. There's a lot of things going on here for Grumps. Okay, and then we got Controversy Corner, where we expose the ugly, underbelly, apostle truth, long read, hidden, or if you feel hidden, or if you can't find us all the internet, usual places, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, skyhacks.com.
Yeah, Facebook.
No, Facebook. All right. And we're off. Let's get into the cigar here, huh? Before we do anything else.
Cool.
Let me get my papers in order here.
We need it.
And I have a cigar. And I have a
lighter. Our music,
already cut mine. Well, we got to do the cold draw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, Interesting cold brew. It's got something on it.
That's an odd taste. I like it.
Interesting.
I think I've tasted this before.
Yeah, it's a cigar.
No, I've tasted this before.
There's so much I could say to that that I won't.
You might have. Maybe.
It reminds me of something. Kind of like a grassy, clean taste.
Grassy knoll. Yeah. All right. You guys ready to
woody.
Light them up?
I get woody.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So light them up. Ouch. Not too fast on the draw there.
Wow. Nice taste.
Interesting. It's kind of like, I don't know, I want to say hollow.
Hollow?
Yeah.
We're not talking about your soul, we're talking about the cigar.
Well, that's a given.
I haven't had this yet either.
We haven't smoked this one?
Nope. Mm. Just brought it in.
Something new here at Grumpy's. There's a clue for you guys.
Huh.
The new guy.
The San Andreas wrapper.
That would be a negative.
There goes the black port. I thought it could have been a Big Sky.
No, it's not a Big Sky.
That's what I was thinking it was.
It's a good guess.
Okay.
You would think, but it's...
Well, I did because the taste. A little bit of an odd taste to it, and I'm thinking, ooh.
I can't put my finger on it.
I'll play Pat tonight and say it tastes like ammonia.
Pneumonia. Tastes like pneumonia. All right, so this is wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano, okay? So let's just put that to bed right now.
Okay.
And the binder is Nicaragua, and that's
or all. Some guys say habanero, but we'll go with Habano.
Habanero, yeah.
I had a guy tell me the other day, I like the habanero cigars.
Yeah, and that's all I'm telling you. So Ecuadorian Habano.
Five inches, six.
It's a regular Robusto.
Robusto. Mm-hmm.
5x50.
Yeah, it's unique.
Is it a 50, though?
I believe it is. I believe it's a 5x50. That's exactly what it is. 5x50. Hmm. That's what it says on a wrapper, so. Not on the wrapper, on the cellophane. Mm-hmm. The sticker on the cellophane. Okay, it's very nice. All right, Ricky.
Smooth.
Time for the troops.
Oh, big shout out to our troops fighting the good fight. Here in this country and abroad, we honor you. We respect you. Very special thank you to the men and women of blue and the men and women of red, the EMTs and the paramedics. I got one actually sitting right next to me from the Hudson Fire Department. So a very special thank you to everything that they do.
Okay, and speaking of the troops there, Walter, why don't you tell us about your new thing you got here.
Speaking of Firefighter Jim over here, he brought in a couple of humidors. He makes custom humidors, so he takes... old stuff, random boxes, ammo cases, you name it. He makes humidors out of them.
Right.
So we set up this program. It's called Cigars for Warriors. We have a box set up. Buy a stick, buy a few, buy a five-pack, whatever you want. Put them in there. All cigars will be packaged and shipped to our troops to enjoy. Cigars for Warriors has been supporting troops for over 10 years, and they send cigars anywhere in the world. So fill it up, and we'll get it off to the troops, and they can enjoy a good cigar on all of us. So
awesome. Very good. So it's right up front.
Yep, right up front.
And just to throw this out here, Firefighter Jim was sharing with me, he has a very, very interesting special hobby. And I'm wondering if we can bring him on for 2 minutes so we can talk about that hobby.
That hobby.
It is cigar related.
Yeah, he makes cigar boxes.
He makes humidors.
He makes humidors.
Yeah, we just heard that.
You did? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Out of all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, we just heard that.
Freezes and...
Walter was just telling us about that.
Walter was just saying that.
Yeah.
Rick
I wasn't listening.
He tunes me out. So.
He took his headset off for a second. He missed what you were saying. It's all good, but I think it's funny.
Okay,
like my
that's good.
She doesn't listen either.
Breaking news from...
Yeah, Nurse
yeah, Rick. Yeah, that's it. Nurse Rick.
Broken news.
Yeah.
The old news. Yes. Yesterday's news.
All right,
news.
So what do you think of your cigar after you're in?
I like it.
A couple of puffs.
It's really nice.
I like it.
It's yeah, nice. Smooth.
Is this a new cigar, a boutique?
It's a boutique, yeah. We're doing some. Can I say boutique? I mean, is it,
yeah,
I don't want to give you.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're finding some boutique-y partners. Like Big Sky is one that you guys know.
Right.
We brought them in. Everybody loves them. This is another one we decided to bring in. Adam met these guys at the PCA. Out of 200 vendors, these guys bought them enough for us to bring in. You know, a half a dozen boxes and.
Yep. Three Leaf in there too.
Yep. Three Leaf's in there.
New
we're doing
boutique.
An event with Three Leaf coming up, and we can talk about that later.
Awesome. Oh, good. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it American owned?
Yes. I think I've heard of this brand before somewhere along the way.
Is this the cigar that he was that Mike was looking at earlier?
No, no, the Dorama.
The Dawana or something like that?
No, nope.
No, that's a aging room. Room 101.
Oh, okay.
Dorama. Yeah. Dorama, right?
Yeah, I had half of one. It's my last half of one.
It is not that cigar.
Wow.
Smoke it till you like it, Mike.
That's right.
No, not those.
Till you like it.
All right. It's got to be a good cigar that you smoke and then you really like it. It's a key.
Smoke it till you like it. And you will like it.
That's it. It's the way it is. I'm going to tell you what you like these days. And if you say anything about not liking it, you're all done.
You're all done. Yeah.
We're going to shut you off. Cancel you.
Yeah.
Cancel culture comes in.
Okay.
Turn their mic off.
All right. So, the only thing you got in the news section here is New England Cigar Expo. Tickets are going on sale in a couple of weeks. Actually, next weekend when this airs, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This coming up, well, the week after, right?
Nice.
This is the date today. Today's the 18th. So, this one comes out. We're recording on a Thursday. So this comes out on the 22nd. Right, so it's a week from Saturday.
It's the first week in
May. First week in May, May 4th, right. But it's a week from Saturday. You can get your New England Cigar Expo tickets. Last year it was a blast. Only two of the hacks were able to make it to that last year. And we did a bunch of interviews. And that was a good time. This year should be even better than last year.
All right, I'll see if I can make it.
It's 2 days of fun. Fun in the tent. Giant, like, circus tent kind of venue. It's,
all right.
Awesome.
No, you know how I am. I'll check in if I'm not checked out.
That's right. Yeah. It's very good.
And right. Then you check out?
Yeah, when I check out, yeah.
We'll send an email so you know.
Mm-hmm. So
can do that.
The Saturday-only event is, you know, it's $195 for, and you get 21 cigars for that. So it's basically you're paying for the cigars and everything else is just fun time, you know?
Where's that at, Dave? Where's that going to be?
It's in Wyndham.
Okay.
Straight, that's a nice cigar.
On the other end of the 111 over here.
Yeah, but are we talking an event that's taking place at the end of the summer and we're just the beginning of the summer? So let's not think about it right now.
Well, the tickets go on sale May 4th, but the event
they're usually gone by May 5th.
Yeah, right.
Really?
The event is the last week in September.
They need a bigger venue.
They might. They got a pretty big venue right now, though. Let me tell you.
Really?
All right, that's it. So you can go there, and on Friday night they have the cigar dinner, and they have that's where they have the play the games, like a game show kind of thing. And the prize this year is you can win up to a pound of gold.
Oh, man.
Then I'm going to have to be there.
Yeah.
But that's only Friday
security
night.
Security guard to get you out of there after. Actually, wouldn't have to be all right.
Yeah. It's only Friday night. And so the way that's going to go is basically if you win the whole thing, you get the half a pound of gold, and then you can go double or nothing for the full pound.
Oh.
So that's an interesting twist.
Yeah.
That's all I got in the news section here. I forgot to check for the write-ins. And I forgot to bring my tablet with me, so I can't even look. And so there we have it. So what's new, gentlemen, in the cigar business for you? You guys all showed up. You must have something to say. Let's talk to Walter.
For us over here at Grumpy's, we got all kinds of new stuff. As you guys can see, we have a new bartender, Cassandra. We have another bartender, Amanda. We had a lot of feedback. People are sick of dealing with us all the time. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I could do besides being behind the bar, opening up boxes, talking to customers, meeting reps, doing a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
So we brought in these professional bartenders, and they're doing great. It's good for morale. It's good it's good all around. So we have that. We have new ventilation. As you guys, we talked about earlier, it's a lot less smoky in here. When we took over, it was not designed for as busy as we got, as fast as we got. So we put in a new smoke eater over here. It's got filters inside. We're putting another one out back. So, you know, you're not going to go out here, you know, peeling your eyeballs off, and it's going to be good. So,
yeah, it seems to be working.
Yeah, it's going well. We got a couple new owners. We brought in Chuck on the sign, the guy on the sign, the guy on all the artwork. We brought him in as one of the partners now. And we brought in another gentleman named John, who showcased a couple weeks ago with the buyitsign.com. So now there's five of us at any given time. One of us will be here. Trying to share a little bit of equity and share a little bit of time. So that's going really well.
Excellent.
A lot of good energy and good ideas. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're in the cigar business. It's doing well. So
good. I just signed up for your rewards.
Perfect.
Stuff when I came in. That was nice.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep. We had started with the punch card system, and it was getting a little out of hand. I had punch cards everywhere, and people were losing them. So we decided this rewards program, it's every $500 you spend, you get a $25 credit towards cigars.
Nice.
So it's basically a 5% reward program.
That's great.
I kept forgetting to bring mine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Costa bought a box today. He's going to get. He's halfway there with one box of cigars.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Will he get credit for his punch cards?
We're going to do one final drawing at the end of April for a box of cigars.
Oh, speaking of the end of April, and point systems, Two Guys point system is changing over at the end of April as well.
Yeah.
So if you got Stogie points from Two Guys, you got to go turn them in. I got to go turn mine in. Got a few hundred left. Go get a lighter.
Wow.
Maybe a new cutter.
Mm.
Yeah, a sharp cutter.
I have plenty of them. They're just not with me. Yeah.
So this cigar is not a common name. This isn't one from one of the makers that
it's
we know.
It's not. And
it's a brand new maker out there.
I'll bet you a donut that you've never had this one.
I did smoke a PCA cigar from a man named, I got to get this right, E something, E.F. Taylor. Is it one of theirs?
No.
Okay, well, this is my second guess. And it was something I never heard of, and it was a good cigar. PCA had a lot of new cigars.
The boutique guys, there's really a lot of gems out there. You know, there's stuff that you don't hear about, you don't know about. And these guys come in, there's so much passion, there's so much energy in what they bring to the table. It's like the big names, it's like when they started out, it's probably what they had. You know,
right.
The larger guys. Now these smaller guys are coming into the business and bring a great product to the table.
Wow.
Reasonably priced and creating a mini following, mini cult following.
Now this is definitely a medium bodied stick.
I,
and it has a bit of Ligero on it. Has some good spice to it. I kind of like it.
I have a guess only because someone told me about a boutique cigar they tried out at PCA. Something like it sounded like a chip name, Dorito or something.
A Dorado?
Don
AJ Fernandez?
Don Dorito?
No.
So you cannot buy these cigars anywhere in New England.
Really?
New Hampshire and Massachusetts, except here.
Where's the cigar from? Dominican?
Well, it's an Ecuadorian Habano.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's made.
They're located there. The corporate office, the headquarters, is located stateside.
What are you doing? Are you having a conversation over there?
No, Adam told me where they came from.
Oh, well, he's not supposed to tell you anything.
Oh.
A clue.
He's giving you
clues. It's a Blues Clues.
Yeah. To tell you where they make them?
If the Adam keeps talking, he's going to have to take a microphone in a minute.
Huh?
So where's the factory?
I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, but even if we
knew,
I don't want to cheat.
Even if we knew where their corporate offices
was,
I
usually cheat.
Stateside, we still probably wouldn't be able to guess. All right.
Yeah, that's the Key West is the office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that could mean anything.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Ah, Margaritaville cigars.
You know?
Yeah.
Rick's tattoo cigar from the famous tattoo parlor.
There you go.
Wow. That's awesome.
Perfect. Okay, whatever.
He's doing the same thing. He's looking in the humidor.
I am.
Cheating.
I know it.
You can't look at your phone.
I was looking at it.
He's looking.
It's in this corner, right?
He's looking at all the cigars in that humidor. You're cheating.
I know it.
Did you take pictures of it?
No. I'm looking on the website.
He Googled the website. He blew up the picture.
So
I was looking at it. I can't remember the name of it.
You know what they say? You didn't cheat unless you get caught.
Exactly.
And you got caught.
it's not on the pictures.
I'm not going to lie. I did it too, but I couldn't figure it out.
When Adam went to the PCA, you know, there's 200 plus vendors. He texted me. He goes, "These guys blew me away. The presentation, the cigars, the guy, everything about it blew him away."
Where'd he stay?
I don't know.
Adam, where'd you stay at PCA? Wow. You have fun?
So you're going to tell us? Because we can't hear him.
Yeah.
Where'd he stay?
At the Hilton.
Okay.
Hilton Resorts World.
Hilton Resorts World, and he spent most of his nights at the Chicken Ranch.
Yeah, that's right.
I was going to go, but I couldn't afford it, so...
So you guys are the first
Chicken Ranch. I just got there.
So you guys are the first guys in New England who took them in?
That's my understanding, yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. Wow.
Yep. Like I said, he blew them away. So this is the first time I've actually had the cigar. We just got it in. So
and
awesome.
And we presented them tonight with the Madre Tierra cigars.
Yep.
Adam said he smoked it and he enjoyed it.
Yep. We want to bring those guys in as well. We committed to do that when they were here.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I lost the business card. So I
will
to,
give you.
But
the,
I have one. I'll give you
John's phone number. Yeah. And
that's what I mean. The boutique guys, they blow you away. There's so much passion in what they do.
Yeah.
And being the owners of the business and, you know, seeing them out hustling and working. And some of these guys have part-time jobs and they're out selling their cigars. And it's a great story to bring these small businesses in.
I prefer a boutique cigar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rather than a big
brand.
Yep.
There you go. You're blowing out the big brands and bringing in the new boutiques. And
we're trying to have a balance. You know, we try to have a balance, but
you got
to
be a little different.
Yeah, yeah. These guys really, really have passion. They really want to work with the smaller shops, and they need us just as much as we need them. So we'll support them any way we can.
Okay, Javi, you want to?
Yeah, we're ready.
Get ready for some current events. Yeah, I guess got to find the
just like the, just find Dapper. Some, you guys were the first ones to bring it in.
Yep, yep, yeah.
And then there's another one in Watertown.
Yep, yeah. That was Nick Goss came in here. I met him, and I couldn't, you know, after meeting him once, I said, whatever you're doing, I want to get a part of it, because you're a pretty wild guy.
Goss is wild, man. All right, Javi, let's do them current events.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, folks. Two Guys Smoke Shop, Salem, Nashua, and Seabrook, New Hampshire. Testano Cigar Pizza Party in Nashua on May the 3rd at 6 p.m. with Michael Caponimi. That's $10 per person, advance tickets only. Father and son, daughter, cigar dinner with Aganosa owner Eduardo Fernandez and his son Mac at the Roma restaurant in Haverhill. Good place. Saturday, June the 15th at 6 p.m. Italian dinner and two Aganosa cigars, and that is $59 per person. Advance tickets only, unlimited seating. Then we go Twin Sundary, New Hampshire. The 724 Barbershop is now open. Anybody need a haircut? Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m. Get a haircut, get a drink, get a cigar. Okay, there we go. Ash Lounge, Kings, New Hampshire. Women's Wednesdays every Wednesday. Hosted by Karina
can't get this name.
By Karina. Skip it.
It's not Karina. It's
Chevalis?
No. Kateria.
Kateria.
Yeah.
The next one is this week on April 17th.
All right.
Oh, then we're going to where we're at right tonight is Grumpy Cigar Lounge, Hudson, New Hampshire. Now open at 12 noon Wednesdays through Sundays. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with margaritas, cigars, and raffles on Sabado, Wandra de Mayo.
What? Wait a minute. What did he just say?
He's trying to speak Spanish and it didn't
Dave,
come up.
Give me a paper. I got to see what that is.
Somebody set him up for that.
Sabado.
For Saturday.
Yeah.
Quadro. De Mayo. 5 to 9 p.m.
It's Sabado. Quattro de Mayo. Saturday, May 4th.
Yeah.
That's May the 4th be with you day.
May
too.
The 4th. Star Wars Day.
Star Wars Day. I'm going to dress up like a...
May the 4th be with you.
Chewy.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go up north. The North Conway so, of Old New Hampshire.
So before you jump off on that. So you're doing Cinco de Mayo.
Quattro de Mayo.
On Quattro de Mayo. Yeah. And it's a three-leaf event?
Three-leaf event, yep.
Yeah, we did three leaves last week over at Plastow. Yep. So, okay. Three-leaf event happened.
Brian wanted to do an event with those guys. That's another boutique line that we brought in. They got great stuff, don't they?
Yep.
Eric's a really good guy.
Yeah. All right, Javi, go ahead.
Let me write those down here.
Yeah, where are we at? Yeah.
Okay, we're at Grumpy's Cigar Lounge. And then we're going to move on to Cigar Shenanigans, North Conway and Alton, New Hampshire. 10% discount to all first responders, veterans, 20% discount for active duty members. Then we go Eli Smoking Lounge, Nashville, New Hampshire. Stogie and Wednesdays, all cigar and whiskeys, 20% off. Ladies Night, Thursday, 8 p.m., 12 a.m. It's $5 cocktails for ladies. That's a pretty good deal. Then we're going up west a little bit. Diplomat Cigar Lounge, Keene, New Hampshire. Every Monday, it's military appreciation with 20% off for active duty and veterans. Every Tuesday, all police, fire, EMS personnel get 20% off their entire bill. And Ladies Night is on Thursdays. But then we go to Worcester, Mass. Victory Bar and Cigar, Worcester, Mass. 20th anniversary celebration on Friday, April 26th. Food, raffles, and cigars at 7 p.m. The Victory Open at Shining Rock Golf Club, Northbridge, Mass. On Monday, June the 10th. That's $6, $600 per person.
No, foursome. Foursome, yeah.
Golf, food, cigars, and more. Support our Veterans Reserve today. We go down to Rhode Island, Mr. Jay Savannah Cigar Lounge, Coventry, Rhode Island, dinner for a Cure charity benefit on Tuesday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. and that's $60 per person, including dinner and three cigars. Live music Saturday nights, 8 to 11 p.m. You go White Ash Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, ladies' night, Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. with drinks specials. Still in Rhode Island, Boulevard Grill and Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, comedy night Saturday, May the 18th, 6 p.m. That's $20 per person.
What?
$25 per person.
$25? Oh, okay.
Then we go Vintage Cigar Lounge and Club, Westerly, Rhode Island, Military Mondays with active duty military members. We see 10% off their individual bill with a valid ID. Then we go out to the Keystone State, which is Pennsylvania, Best Cigar Pub, Drums, Pennsylvania. We've been there. And it's a great place to go. The first annual Smoke-O's Cigar Festival is Friday, May the 17th through Saturday, May the 19th. VIP is $250 per person, and general admission is $175 per person.
That's the Smoke-O's in the Poconos.
Yep, the Smoke-O's in the Poconos. Okay, then we go Mi Casa Cigar Shop and Lounge, Valrico, Florida.
Yep.
And that's Karen Berger Cigar Event Friday, May the 10th at 6 p.m. Then last but not least, to our friends down in Orlando, we're going to have a Perdomo Cigar Event with Nicholas Perdomo the 3rd, Thursday, April 25th, 3 to 7 p.m. in Zan Lake location, and Friday the 26th in Lake Mary from 6 to 10 p.m. And that's it, folks, for the comments.
All right. Anything else going on at the Grumpy's? We covered the Grumpy's event. What are we looking at? Oh, who's that?
I don't know. It's
some guy.
Random observer.
He's a new guy.
Random homeless guy at the door.
Looking out
give
the way,
give
looking
him a mic.
The
put him on the show. Yeah. No.
Yeah, right. That's weird. That's the first time that's happened.
Yeah, I've never seen that guy before. But
It's a first live audience, huh?
He scared him away. Adam went outside.
I don't know. He had that homeless look to him.
Come on in, have a cigar.
He had a homeless look, that's right. He was mean mugging me about something. He might owe money.
Come inside, dear boy. Have a cigar. You're going to go far.
You bet.
Takes all kinds.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's next? Yeah. Oh, it's the Hidden Herf rating time. Has been smoking this for half an hour. What do you say?
I like it.
Love it.
I like it a lot.
Right,
that's a great taste to it. A little bit of spice. I kind of like the cigar.
It is good. I like it.
I'm talking to Amanda McAuliffe right now.
No, you're not. You're texting her.
I'm texting her. Yeah, we're going back and forth. Okay, so let's start over here to my left with Hoopa Boy. Hoopa. Costas.
Since when am I Hoopa Boy?
You're not, but I was thinking of Hoopa.
Hoopa. Olive oil.
Olive oil. Which I've yet to taste.
You missed that.
I keep on missing it.
That was an awesome episode.
I'm coming to your house. We're going to do an episode at Costa's house.
No, I got a private lounge that we can go to.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
But we so much can eat as much as we want, and we never get heavy because of olive oil. So that's what we say.
Yeah. I love this drop.
Yeah.
You got to use this one
more. My nutritionist said get hold of some olive oil.
The problem is with that place is I can only bring one person.
Yep.
And he'll bring one person. And he'll bring one person.
No.
Yeah.
Each member can bring one person.
Right.
So I got to get at least three or four members to bring four others.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense.
We can do.
That's right. You got to hack us in there.
Hack it in. Yep.
Go ask everyone nicely. It's a little light for me, but I like it.
Yep.
So I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Okay. Very good. Mike?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's just, for me, it's a mid-range, so I'm at the same 8.5.
Okay.
What's the scale? Just remind me.
1 to 10.
1 to 10.
10's the best ever?
Yeah.
Yes. 10's the best ever for an absolutely cigar white chocolate. It is not a 5. Okay, Dave.
This is as good as what we were smoking last week with the provolone.
Right.
So I'm going to give it a 9.
Beautiful. I'm actually going to ask Walter to give it a rating because he's smoking it also.
Yeah.
First time he's smoking it. So.
I'm telling you guys, it's a really, really, really good cigar. I I'll go with Dave. I'll go with 9. I mean, I think it's fantastic.
It just popped into my head the name of the cigar.
Yeah?
What is it?
The Rodriguez.
You got it. You got it.
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding. We need a ding, ding, ding drop.
Yeah. So come to Grumpy's and get your Rodriguez.
Wild Will.
Somebody gets it. Wait a minute. We have a drop for that.
Okay.
I'm
enjoying it. That was the guy outside clapping.
Yeah.
These guys are out of Key West, and I love it just for the fact that the Florida Keys are my favorite place in the world. And how far is Florida? How far are the Keys from Tampa? You'll go far.
Yeah, at least like 4 to 5 hours.
Yeah, that's worth it. I'm going to go down there and see these guys just because of where they're located.
Perfect.
I'm enjoying it. It's again, a little light for my taste, but 8.2.
Okay. Steve.
Detroit. Steve.
Yeah, I like this one a lot. Definitely on that medium, more towards, I think, the fuller body. But really good. I like only touched it up once. It's been smoking really nice, and it's been, I think, pretty much constant the whole time. So I'll give this a 8.8. It's good.
8.8.
Fantastic.
Okay. I'm loving this cigar. It's right up my alley. I definitely would buy it. I'm going to give this a 9.25. I like this cigar.
Oh.
So.
8.8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And that comes out to a solid 8.75. Folks, we got a good cigar.
That's decent. That's good.
Decent cigar.
Rounded up, it's an 8.8.
Under $10, too. It's a very, very well-priced cigar.
That was going to be my question for you.
Really?
What kind of
price point
are these?
I think it's like $8.49.
Yeah, $8.49.
Wow. That's great price point.
It's cheaper than the rating. It's great.
Yeah. How often does that happen, right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
The cigar is less than the rating. Wow.
Nice. Never thought of that.
Uh-huh. After starting special category now.
We could do a price factor. Rating to price ratio.
I wish I had more info on these guys. Like I said, it's just one of these guys, a wild one of the partners, and I would like to let them know that we did this, and they'll probably catch wind of it, and maybe we'll get them to come up here.
Yeah.
So
that'd be
great.
Or we could all go down there,
or
that's possible.
So this is the Rodriguez. So what did we smoke when we were down in Pennsylvania? We were at the smoke rings there. That brand owner was there. What was that?
I remember that. It was about 25 cigars that weekend.
Wasn't that a Rodriguez?
No, that was a cousin of, I've got to think of the name, a very famous cigar.
Yeah.
And we said, are you related to, was it an Oliva?
No, I don't know.
I'll think of it.
Yeah, whatever. But you remember those guys, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were out of Pennsylvania.
A Cuban. It was one of the Cuban makers.
Yeah, whatever. I don't remember. But I thought it might have been that. It might have been the same name. Because this is not to be confused with Rick Rodriguez of West Tampa. This is Rodriguez Cigars.
Right.
Which is not West Tampa.
Right.
So you also carry West Tampa.
We do. Yes. Yep.
So you got Rodriguez Cigar and you got another cigar made by a guy named Rodriguez.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting. Okay. Whatever. Trivia.
Right.
So speaking of trivia, last night Ricky and I were preparing for a show we're doing in a couple of weeks, it was loaded with trivia. Go ahead.
We are going to be doing a very special show where we will have the bartenders from Grumpy's, from Twins, from Castro's, and the Ash.
Oh.
And we're bringing in the bartenders, and we have bartender trivia.
Oh,
and some of the questions are downright tough. And, for instance, we'll give you an instance. Walter, you know the word pub?
Yeah.
P-U-B.
Yeah.
What does it stand for? That is one of the questions.
Yep. I'll give you a clue. It's not an acronym. It's an abbreviation for something.
Go ahead, Will.
It means public house.
Public house. From England. Yeah.
I'm going to remember that. I got an advantage now.
I'm not going to ask that. But, Walter... we're trying out a new... We'll have Walter read. You got the paper?
Oh, geez, yeah.
So when Harvey isn't with us, which Harvey will be with us from here on in, but when Harvey isn't around to do a show, somebody has to read. So we came up with something you have to read. So we want you to read this.
Me have to read?
Without
read.
Laughing.
Oh,
read
God.
It within 1 minute as fast as you can.
So this is the cigar announcer's test. It's a kind of a spin-off of the radio announcer's test. And just read it
Read it out loud to you guys?
Just read it. Just read it.
Cigar announcer's test. One HVC, two Debonairs, three Umbagog Toros, four Tierra Lanceros, five Corojo and Criollo plus Encias, six pairs of Don Pepin Garcia Black Label Robustos, 7,000 Macanudos and a plethora of perfumed bouquets, eight Bolivar Figurados from the ancient humidified crypts of Cuba, nine sympathetic, apathetic, and catonic old rollers with a marked propensity toward procrastination and slothfulness, 10 Lunatec El Chiquito Maduros that are spherical, demonical, dwellers of the deep who all stall around the corner of the quo, of the quay, of the quivery, all at the same time.
Good. What
you,
the
you're high
that was
pretty
good. That was really good.
Of Cuba and Costa Rica.
Yeah. So I did good?
Yeah.
There's no Costa Rica. Oh, okay. It's not on the list here. But it's demoniacal.
Demoniacal.
Everybody
demoniacal.
Gets that wrong.
Demoniacal. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's actually a radio announcer's test. That,
really?
That it's like we just put cigars in. We did, right. did the exact same thing. It's all the same stuff.
Put it on my resume. I'll get a new job as
a radio. You did pretty good. Did better than everybody last week.
I'm going to present that paper to the Cigar Authority.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And say we came up with something
that you can use to test for new... new
somebody on
new
your
host,
show.
Or the assholes.
Right.
Give them this test.
Give them a test. Awesome.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, my mom will be proud. She always thought I was a little slow, so...
Yeah. So it was just that.
Prove her wrong.
Yep. Demoniacal trips up everybody.
By the way...
I don't know what that means, but okay.
When Harvey was going over the stuff and he mentioned twins, there wasn't a mention of the podcast. What happened with that?
They're on hiatus
now. Oh, they're on hiatus.
So, Nick O'Teen is moving on. So, it's Pastor Padron and himself.
Oh, well,
so he's
Dave
figuring out what to do. And, Dave is not there anymore. And Pat doesn't do it all the time. So, they're just figuring out what they're going to do.
Oh, okay.
So, they have gone on hiatus. They're going to retool that and do something. So, in the meantime, we'll see how that goes. All right. Anyway, next is... Local Spotlight, Cigar Lounge Review, Grumpy's. We pulled in here tonight, and there was literally one parker. Somebody must have just pulled out, because all around the building was all full.
Yeah.
And we drove around the back, and there was one slot, and we were able to pull right in over there. But I mean, it's jammed.
You guys have come so far from what it was. I mean, there were lockers. There were great cigars. You have bartenders. I take it you're getting a lot more people.
We are. I mean, it's every time you come in here, it's busy. We haven't had we've had one bad day in 7 months, and that was, I think, Christmas Eve. You know?
Right.
We just haven't had bad days. You know, we have a lot of energy and a lot of ideas, and people see that, and I think people like us, and they respect us, what we're trying to do, and it's just been good. It's been a fun thing to do. You know, we've all wanted to own a business. This is the first venture for all of us.
Right.
So to be able to do this and have these guys, and, you know, I get a little emotional sometimes talking about us. They made me I did a speech a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking about how everybody here is a friend and I care about everybody. So I came back a couple of weeks later, and they got me a pocketbook made out of a cigar box with tissues inside. In case Firefighter Jim made it. It's a little emotional thing in case I cry. So,
all right.
I don't have it today, so I'm going to be okay.
Funny.
So I love what you're doing, bringing in a lot of the boutique cigars. And no offense to you guys, but that's not the biggest walk-in humidor that I've ever seen or been to.
Yeah.
And it's pretty full. Do you have plans? I mean, if you start bringing in several other or any new brands or anything, you're going to run out of space soon. Is there any provision for that?
Yeah, we're gonna reshelf that place. We've noticed that there's some areas we could add more shelving to, and maybe bring the shelves a little bit closer. So that's all stuff we want to do.
Yeah.
But no matter what, any guy you've ever asked, they never have a big enough humidor.
No, but
always more cigars. True. But you're right. So we do have some lines that haven't been the friendliest with us as a new shop and things. So we're kind of picking and choosing who we really want to work with. So we're limiting some space to some vendors. We're bringing other vendors in. It's a balance. We're trying to figure it out. We have some museum pieces that have never sold since we've owned the place. So we're getting rid of some of that stuff too. So we're finding holes where we can pull stuff out and bring in these guys.
One of which I bought.
Yep.
No, I you have a great selection. I just, just concerned because
I love the selection you have, and you know, I would hate to see you not bring in something new because you just don't have the space.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody comes in, they really present well, and they like the, you know, modern tier guys, those guys are great. We're going to find a spot. I don't know where I'm going to put them, but I'm going to find a spot for them. We'll make a shelf in the corner if we have to, because they're just good group of guys, and we want to support them, so we'll find a space.
Yeah, another way that works to add more lines is to do humid packs and put them outside the humidor and just put them on a rack.
If you look, we got humidors out. You know, Firefighter Jim will just go and buy a humidor. We have two humidors out here, which we're filling with stuff. So we brought all our flavored stuff outside. We have a humidor just for that now. So I think in this place we have, what, five standalone humidors plus our walk-in humidor. So.
And you have one humidor that has your favorites from the customers?
Yeah, we have a staff pick of the month, and then we have a regular pick of the month, so they pick their cigars and put it in there. And yeah, a lot of fun stuff.
Have the staff ever matched up, or do you all have different cigars?
We just started doing it, to be honest with you. We started doing it last month that Adam picked, and I don't think we switched it yet. So I should do that, Rick. I got to put something in there.
Cool.
You know, we have in our humidor now, my son, actually, my 9-year-old, he needed something to do while I was babysitting him over here until his mom got here. And he actually counted all the open facings we have. We have 310 open boxes of cigars in our humidor.
Wow.
It doesn't look like it, but when you count every open box, we have over 300.
That's incredible.
Yeah, wow. I would have guessed maybe 100. But then when you really know it, so.
300 facings, it's a great place to get a wonderful little bar. And again, this is a cigar shop with a bar versus a bar with the cigars.
Yeah.
And it's very comfortable. Seats, how many people does this place?
We've filled it with 50, but we've had guys sitting, you know, sitting under the cash register and sitting all around. But, you know, the one thing I will say about this place, and everybody said it to me, and I take pride in this, it's a home. A lot of guys come here, and they just feel at home.
Right.
You know, my friend came from New York, and he goes to different places all over New York. He goes, you know what? I came here. I felt like I'd been there before.
Right.
I felt like the guys I was talking to, I felt like I knew them before. And it's just a great dynamic that we have here.
It's awesome.
Yeah, like you need a bigger building soon.
We've already outgrown our building,
Wow.
Yeah, the first time I ever came here a few months ago, felt welcomed right off the bat, especially by you.
Yep.
And it was just a nice, homey feeling.
Yeah. And cigars bring everybody together. You could have a gazillionaire and a guy that, whatever, they're sitting next to each other and they become friends. You know, it's just...
I need some friends like that.
Yeah.
We all do.
I'm sorry, Steve. That's going to be tough to get.
All right. What happened to... Oh, it's over here. What is that cigar that I kind of crapped out? I'm going to smoke it. All right. So, when we...
You want the flat cutter?
No. I'm going to... I V-cut this already, but I cracked it. I V-cut it because my cutter is dull. And I'm going to smoke it.
I got another one.
I have more over here. I'm just going to smoke this one because I'm going to try it out. Right? This is an experiment, right? So, sometimes you can get away with this if the binder... is holding, then it'll smoke. So we'll see if I get a draw on it. It's a test, little experiment. So it's time for a little.
It will
bit
change
of,
the flavor without the wrapper, though.
Well, the wrapper's there.
Okay.
It's just the end is cracked.
You can have a crack, but I chew mine, so.
Yep.
It's perfect. I chew my cigar.
Wow.
Yeah, I always do. Always.
You're supposed to do that, right? You're supposed to bite it.
I've always bit it.
Like
I
a little bit.
Bite the end.
Seal it.
Yeah, so I get this cap sorted out here because it's kind of coming apart. Yeah, smoke's okay. Good. I'm in. All right, it's time for Controversy Corner.
Okay, Mike, what are we going to disagree about today?
Well, if you keep your mouth shut, we won't disagree about anything.
Very true.
Wow.
There you go.
So, I'm all about free speech, and you have the right to say anything you want.
Just not while I'm talking.
Don't interrupt me on it. Exactly. Yes, and in this thing, you know, I'm going to talk about the nudge, because, you know, we have the right to say anything in this country, and most states, you have the right to record. A lot of places we go, we're being recorded. Everything's being recorded.
Yep.
Now, in some states, you have to tell the person you're recording them and get permission. But in many states, you don't.
Right.
And so what's been going on over time is people really want to look into it. You know, they sit down in a casual atmosphere and they get you talking. And some people open up and say too much. And what happened a couple weeks ago is one of the undercover people had a meeting with this guy who was a former CIA officer. No, he's a CIA officer. He works with the CIA. He was a former FBI agent. And he started opening up. I think he was trying to impress who he was speaking with. And he was telling him inside information. And one of the things he told him is that he said, oh, you know, we don't tell people to do things, but we nudge them to do it. So they push people into committing crimes. And he spouted out that the FBI purposely went after certain people, Tucker Carlson and over-the-top Alex Jones. So they couldn't get Alex Jones on any real charges. He didn't do anything wrong. So what they did was they told these people, they said they nudged them to go civilly and sue Alex Jones. And, of course, a couple months ago it was announced it was just outrageous. It was like a $1 billion fine for what he didn't even say. And now they're trying to shut down the Alex Jones show. And Alex Jones he's the king of free speech. He's been talking for 30 years. Yeah. He just hit his 30th year, he announced the other day. He's been on the air for 30 years, and he's usually cutting edge. And sure, you could turn him on. If you listened to him 10 years ago, all of you would have said, this guy's a nut. He's an idiot. He's off his rocker. But if you go right now and you pull up his shows from 10 years ago and what he said was going to happen, you'll be like shocked because he put out all the things that are happening in the world today. And so this is all, people know what's coming and you have to be free to say it. And sure, you can point at someone and say, hey, no way, you're crazy. But look at all the items I've talked about over the past few years that you guys have all looked at me like, no way, Mustang Mike, you're out of your mind, and then they become true. And so this guy here, one of the things he dumped was that he admitted there was over 20 undercover CIA agents working the crowd at the January 6th incident. And they nudged people. There were CIA operatives pushing people to go into the Capitol to attack the cops. They were from behind. They were creating the chaos. So I totally love that people can do this undercover. And they have the right to do it. So you got to watch what you say. I mean, years ago, one of my things drinking, I didn't have a drinking problem. I had a secrets problem. And my secrets problem was I knew too much. I tended to know, I caught inside information. The way I caught it is you tell me a little piece of something. You'd say something, Rick would say something, Steve would say something, and nobody thinks they're telling me the story, but I put all the pieces together, and then I know an inside story. And I had a bad tendency of opening my mouth and, you know, putting it on the table. And one end, I'll leave with this. This is where it really cracked me. I had a best friend growing up. And he was out there living La Vida Loca with all these girls. I said, aren't you worried about getting them pregnant? This one, we're like 19. He goes, no, a couple years ago. He goes, I went in, doctor checked me, I'm blowing blanks. I'm like, oh, you're all set, you know? So 20 years later, I've set him up with a girl. He gets married. I'm sitting around with all my friends. They said, hey, did you feel your best friend and his wife are having a kid? I go, I know his wife's having a kid, but my best friend's not having a kid. Yeah. And I dumped that information on them that my best friend's shooting blanks, and I think it's my best friend's friend's kid. Didn't go over real well. He's not my best friend anymore. So sometimes these secrets, they leak out over time.
You know, something that you said that's very, very interesting is people today, you're very responsible for what you say. I work in the mental health field. You know, and years ago, people would say, you know, Jesus Christ, I feel like shit. I just want to die. Say that in a hospital today, and they'll buy you 3 days on a psych ward. You'll be evaluated. Think of it, you know, when you used to use the word bomb in an airport. Say it now, and TSA will have you arrested. I mean,
right.
You're very responsible for what you say.
People used to say this all the time. Shut up or I'll kill you.
Right.
That was like a common, you know, as kids, we did it, you know.
Right. Whack them.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful.
But things
today.
Leak. I'm gonna end with this story because it's apropos. When we were young kids, I'm talking when I was 12, 13, 14, a neighborhood kid that I grew up with, who lived around next to me, and it was my age, used to say this all the time. When you got upset, he'd say, get a grip, get a grip, get a grip. So he goes on to get a job, and he's working his job. And one of his employer, he kept saying, "Get a Grip" in front of him. And his employer used it and called the album "Get a Grip." So Aerosmith's "Get a Grip" is named after my friend Andy, who passed the other day. So Andy, shout out to the Prince of Methuen. He was Joey Kramer's drum tech for three tours. And and he was just, he made that impact. And so you look on the album and it says Prince of Methuen, and I'm one of the few that knows where that "Get a Grip" term came from.
No, you know, because I grew up with it. No, a whole bunch of more people know.
Yeah, they well.
He just let it slip.
Well, it's you know what? He passed the other day.
Well, I just want
to
say.
And I want to shout out to him.
I'm known for, I need more lubricant.
So what you say, things you say through the years.
Yeah.
It grabs on it. But also, if you talk about future events, people look down on you in one respect. But when they look back 5-10 years from now, and they realize you were on.
Yeah.
So we just...
Odd thing.
In that note, I want to keep pounding the free speech, because you have the right to say anything you want. And,
and when we find out the Earth is flat, Maddie will have been vindicated.
Yeah, and you know, I don't. Here's what I say. I don't mind people saying it. All I shout out to people, well, go do your own due diligence. Go look into both sides. And, you know, when you look into it, you can prove either side if you look into it enough.
Yeah.
But you never know exactly what the truth is. There's enough information out there. And, hey, maybe he will be right.
Yeah. Right.
So we don't know. So
I have a question for you, Mike.
What's your question?
So these CIA officers were nudging people. Isn't that what Antifa does, in a sense?
Well, Antifa is a radical group.
Yeah.
So if they do that, they're independent. That's their right. But when an official CIA agent who's enforcing the law pushes people to break the law so then they can arrest them, like they did with that whole kidnapping of the lady in Michigan,
Gretch Whitmore.
Okay, that was engineered by the CIA. They enticed people, and it was proven in court because you were living it, right?
Yeah.
So you,
I mean, I wouldn't mind if they'd taken her though, you know.
But it wasn't like the CIA discovered somebody with this crazy plan to kidnap her. No,
they were fabricating the plans and kind of giving it to them on a silver platter.
Exactly, and they took unstable people and put this in their mind and then push them to do it. They nudge them to do it. And that's different now. If a group like Antifa that's off on their own, they're a radical group, that's one thing. But when an authority figure like a CIA agent or an FBI agent does it, that's where you can't. That it's a whole different story.
That's where my question comes from is aren't they essentially doing illegal stuff at that point? I mean, and shouldn't they be arrested, taken down, whatever?
In today's society, look at all the people who are arrested, should be in jail, and they're let out the next day. So you can make all the laws in the world you want, but if the government doesn't enforce the laws and they don't hold people accountable, then what does it matter? But when the government breaks the law, the people who are enforcing the law break the law, that's when we have to draw the line.
You know, it's kind of funny, although it's a little bit, it's close. There was a movie that was out, I think it was with Dustin Hoffman. It was called Wag the Dog.
Yes.
And they talked about coming up with a fake war in Albania. And shortly thereafter, there was a real war in Albania.
Yeah.
You know? Well, a lot of that stuff's based on the truth. I mean, it sounds like a movie that's just thought up, but it's really based on the truth. Yeah. So, I mean, on the final point right now, whether you know it or not, Alex Jones is fighting the government right now. They're trying to shut his show down.
Right.
They won't shut Alex Jones up completely, but they may shut his show down. And he's got it, but he's going huge. He's on X. He's incrementally growing. I don't know if anybody listens to him here, but you know who he is.
You know they'll try to shut him down. He'll go to Sirius Radio and he can say anything he wants.
Oh, that's
just like he did with Howard Stern.
Well, look at what they did to Tucker Carlson. They shut Tucker Carlson down by firing him. Now he's 10 times bigger.
Yep.
So when they shut him down, they go 10, you know, the people who are talking the truth go 10 times bigger.
Yep.
So let's just keep supporting the people who let him say.
Freedom of speech.
As I grew up in my town, the old man from my town said, they will say what they say, let them say.
And there you have it. That's it. You got to say what you say.
Can I do a shout out?
Go right ahead.
I want to do a very special shout out to King Corona Cigar out in Ybor City. A buddy of mine, Hunter Rick, sent me a text saying that a gentleman had left the shop. Good kid, his name was Kale. But I thought it was Kyle, who is the manager, who doesn't like being called a manager. I called him immediately, saying, what the f*** going on? And he's going, oh, it wasn't me. It was, you know. And,
the other guy, yeah.
But a very special shout out to King Corona. I miss you people, and I'll see you again soon.
Okay, so this broken cigar that I am smoking is smoking perfectly. And look at the ash on this thing. Yeah. I got this beautiful inch-long
ash
going on, and it's, you know, we'll see if it falls on my keyboard.
So these Rodriguez cigars, do they make just like one facing, or is it different? The Rodriguez, are they different types?
There's a bunch. The whole gamut, yeah.
Wow.
Today I just started unboxing it. We have probably maybe 7 facings right now, which I have to find a place for.
Right. Yeah.
I just started opening them up, and, you know, like I said, Adam keeps talking about it. So.
Yep.
But, yeah, they have the whole thing.
Wow. Dynamite.
Well, maybe you should have your humidor guy make a humidor that's like a dog, and then you can put all the cigars that aren't selling, you call them the dogs.
Yeah.
Make that the dogs, and get rid of the ones that are sitting there and they've been around.
Museum pieces, I call
them.
Yeah, and just have a special dog. That way, the
Smithsonian of cigars. Yeah.
That's,
you know,
the grumpy dog discount.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. There you go.
Like everybody does. Right? I mean, Twins has a box that's $6 for any cigar. And I find cigars every once in a while. I find a beauty in there.
Yeah.
Castro's will have a $5 box when he has something he wants to get rid of.
But you can unload the ones like you called. You know, they're sitting there. They're taking up space. And just, you know, wash them out. Be done with them. Because you're not going to reorder them. And
they're taking up space. They're taking up premium space.
Right. So just get that. You know, I love that idea. You got a couple here. You could keep, you know, coming around the corner, whatever. You can. That's perfect.
The dog bin. Dog pile.
Yeah. Yep. The dog patch.
Yeah. I see you moved the lockers up into the retail area. So there's more room over here in the lounge for more cases.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right. That's very cool. So.
And Will will be happy because you'll have more cases.
That brings us to Hiddenhurst Recap.
Great cigar. I smoked it down to the end. Great cigar. Held its flavor all the way through. Costas is down to the end. I mean, the last quarter.
I just relit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a great cigar.
I'll definitely buy one of try one of the other lines that's in there of this and see if there's one that fits me a little bit
better. There's a couple darker ones.
I
want to try one of the darker or stronger ones.
Well, maybe they're stronger, maybe they're not. We know that dark does not
necessarily mean
strong.
I know, that is true.
But there is a nice torpedo in there that looks like...
We almost grabbed that one. That one. We just had to go with it.
Yeah. You know the difference.
I was looking for a box of those. They didn't have any.
There's one on the shelf.
It's not full.
Speaking of dark, do you know the difference?
I wanted to buy a box.
Do you know the difference between dark and hard? It tends to stay dark all night.
Very true.
Words of wisdom. A wisdom.
We're missing Comedy Chris. We need Comedy Chris here.
Yeah, he'd have a zinger for that one for sure.
So where is Comedy Chris today?
He is in South Carolina. He's down Myrtle Beach.
On the April vacation. There was a beautiful picture of him going in the water, and I think I texted it to him. There's a reason nobody's going in the water. That water was down in Myrtle Beach was freezing. I mean, freezing like our water.
It's like Hampton.
It's like 55 degrees.
April, so.
I know when they got down there on that Friday, Saturday, they headed down there. And they were saying it was like in the 80s, 90s down there.
But
so I'm sure
the water.
Nobody's
in the water. Frigid. So,
No, this time of year is great down there. My in-laws used to spend February, March down there every year, and we went down a couple times to visit him.
I made the terrible mistake of me and my wife went down to Myrtle. I think we went down in April or May, and it was like 90 degrees. So I said, screw this, and we were on the beach. I just went running to dive into the water. I made it to my knees and turned right around and said, yep, okay.
Serious shrinkage going on.
Jesus.
I did a couple golf trips down there, and I was with my friends, right? And, you know, when you go out to the bars afterwards, So my friends and I they're all in line at the bar. And I grab my friend Bob. I go, I don't wait in lines. He goes, what are we doing? So I walk around the corner. I go to the back of the building. And I find this door that opens. But it opens up into a hallway. So we're in the hallway. And it's all lit up. And we're going to go into a dark bar. So I go over. I said, on the count of three, I'm going to hit the lights. You open the door. So I hit the lights. He opens the door. We go into the bar. So we go up to the bar, get our drink. Our friends, about 20 minutes later, finally come in. We're drinking a beer. We're on our second. He goes, well, you got a beer already? Or we're on our second one. We've been here 20 minutes. They go, well, you got a problem. You didn't get stamped, so you can't go into all the other bars. So I walk up to the guy on the way out. I go, hey, they forgot to stamp me on the way in. Here you go.
Year and a half ago, I went down to Myrtle Beach, and you know how they have all the fishing piers?
Yeah.
Down there? I rented a rod, went onto the pier, and all of a sudden, my line just goes zzzz. Caught a huge, probably 8 foot across ray.
Wow.
Nice. I couldn't land it because I couldn't haul it up onto the thing, but I had other people who saw it, and it was, you know, huge. It had to weigh 200-300 pounds, I would guess.
Wow.
So I wouldn't want to go in the water because of those.
When I was young, many years ago, we did a dive. A bunch of us went down scuba diving, and we went off one of those piers. And shortly after, and we went at night, couldn't see anything. Yes. The water was cold as we were in wetsuits. We all got out of the water, and not 15 minutes later, a kid caught a shark where we were diving.
Dun, dun, yeah.
I was like, you've got to be kidding.
Dun, dun, dun.
I've been hearing there's a lot of migration. You've seen a lot more shark sightings up here lately.
Well, they're coming up from Montauk.
Yeah.
The kid got killed. Okay. The kid caught a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm halfway down this
cigar. Look at that.
I still have the ash on this thing.
Look at
the
that.
Cap is all busted to but... it's smoking great.
That's going to be a record right there.
I've had a much longer. Really? I've had a 4-inch ash going once on a Lancero.
Wow.
That was pretty amazing. Wow. But this cigar, man, the construction on this thing is fantastic. The drawer is good even with the broken cap.
So you're making an ash yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am.
Awesome.
So you guys ready to rock and roll here?
Let's go.
Let's do it. Okay, let's see if my ash will stay on while I do the closing here. All right, thanks to the panel, we have, let's see, let's go back over here, and we got to do a little Wild Will.
Yeah, it's tough to work out when you have two bad hips.
That'll do it. All right, now we got Detroit Steve.
All right, that was a good episode. I'll end it with what I brought up before the podcast started, that, you know, birds can land on power lines because they're recharging.
They're all drones.
Yes.
All right, and then we got the Nurse Rick Enema Boy.
This town needs an enema.
Enemas for all, baby. Great cigar, and Walter, and Adam, and Mark. Thank you very much for having us tonight. Greatly appreciated.
Great. Costas, Mr. Olive Oil.
I was in the olive oil business with his father, but that was a long time ago, that's all.
You wanted to switch to this one?
And we so much can eat as much as we want, and we never get heavy because of olive oil. So that's what we say.
That's a better one. I like that. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate
Walter.
You guys, man.
Love this place. Great cigar.
All right. It's a Reverend Harvey.
Hallelujah. Come on, choir.
Hallelujah.
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 Well, thanks for listening, folks. I hope everybody has a good week. God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for Grumpy still let us come up and record. And I will say a good thing. A lot of this, they have a lot of cigars here that normal shops around don't have. And it's a great place to come, folks. Here in the Hudson area, stop by. You won't regret it.
Yeah. Okay, Mustang Mike. Mustang Sally.
great. We're here, Southern New Hampshire on the line, and Southern New Hampshire is the live free or die state. So come on here. The speech is free. The cigars will cost you less.
That's right. No sales tax on cigars. Okay, and that's our special guest, the White Chocolate, a.k.a. Walter, the proprietor of this nice shop.
I looked at my kingdom. I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Good tunes right there. Appreciate you guys. Where's the limo? I meant to ask you guys. Is the limo still around?
Oh, yeah, we'll roll.
I want to take a ride in the limo one of these days.
Sure.
I don't know if it'll fit in this parking lot.
No, we park right up.
It goes right in the front.
Right in the front.
No limo parking tonight. There's cars out there.
Yeah. So, Walter, I've never ridden in the limo.
Really?
But my wife has.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I've sat in the limo.
Okay. All right, this is your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man! The man!
The Ash Legend.
Look at that Ash.
Okay, yeah. Halfway down this reboot style, and the Ash is still on. Okay, thanks to the listeners. You made it through another one. Our social media tag is Cigar Hacks all over the usual channels. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, CigarHacks.com.
And Facebook.
Send us an email, CigarHacks@CigarHacks.com. So we have a mailbag for next week. Come on, send something in there. Okay. See you next time at the Sky Hacks. Remember, we're just a bunch of hacks talking about boutique cigars.
And miserable Nick, thank you for not attending again.
Etc.
He'll be coming.
He will be.
All right, what are we doing next?